I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. Let's talk to Udonis Haslem, captain of the Miami Heat. He joins us here. UD, how you doing? You hear us okay?
Yeah, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Good morning, man. We're glad to have you on here. And, you know, obviously we want to talk some basketball, of course. Okay, so let's start with that. And then I want to get to Masvidal and UFC on Saturday night with you because we know that you were into that. But first things first, okay, that Houston game yesterday, is that almost, an early season test, if you will, for you guys? Because, you know, you got two MVP candidates. Houston feels like one of the better teams in the league. So do you guys look at that game as an early season test that you passed?
I mean, we definitely looked at it as a test, but we looked at it as a test of our mental stability, understanding that they're a great offensive team and that we can play great defense and that they can still score. So you have to be stable defensively. You can't start gambling. You can't get away from your defensive scheme. Spo has always been a great defensive mind, you know, as well as a great offensive coach as well. So, as young guys, they really locked in and they really got it done last night.
You know, I saw a lot of emotion, okay, out of you guys yesterday. And to me, it looked like a bunch of guys who really like playing together, UD. Oh, we lost him.
It does sound like he was in a car.
He's on his way to the airport.
Right.
Jennifer, he'll call right back. Okay. But did you notice what I'm talking about last night? Specifically, Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, also Myers Leonard. There were several plays last night where after they made whatever play it was, and a couple of times it was off of a pass that they made to someone else, and they were super excited and fired up over the play. Like, to me,
Well, the number of assists in this game was
Yeah, they had franchise record. All right, we're getting UD back on the line here, so give me a second here, and I'll let him finish an answer in that for himself. All right, let's check back in here. UD, so what I was saying there before we lost you, sorry about that, it seems like a lot of emotion was showed during the game last night from your teammates, and it looks to me like a bunch of guys who really like playing together. Am I right about that?
Oh, man, for so many guys to come together so fast, you know, you don't see that often in the league, but, you know, we enjoy playing with each other. We enjoy hanging out with each other. As old as I am, I still relate to those young guys. And we just got a great locker room, and the coaching staff is doing a good job of molding these young guys.
Is it strange at all? I mean, Tyler, like you say, you know, as old as you are, you're not old, okay?
You're not old. Don't call yourself old. It makes us feel old.
You're not old. But the fact of the matter is, you look at Tyler Hero. I mean, UD, did you ever think you would have a teammate who you're like 17 or 18 years older than? I mean, you're significantly older than Tyler Hero, though.
Not in a million years. You know, just the way my career started, you know, I never saw myself being in this position right now. But, you know, I've been fortunate. I've been blessed. And I'm not just blessed to play this many years, but blessed to have these kind of young guys that actually listen to me, that actually want to be great. And they give me the opportunity to have my input and help them reach their goals and their dreams.
You know, I don't know if anyone told you, but the national game last week against Atlanta, okay, it was a TNT game when you guys were at the Hawks, and it was Kevin Harlan and Reggie Miller who were on the call. And I don't know if anyone told you, so I'm going to tell you, those guys, they were very, very complimentary of you the entire broadcast, okay, especially Reggie Miller and the way that you're helping these kids come along, specifically Chris Silva. But I don't know if anyone told you, so I want to make sure you know, those guys in front of a national audience were giving you your due.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't know that. And I got a great relationship with Reggie, a lot of respect for Reggie. You know, a lot of people don't understand the work that goes on behind the scenes. You know, people think I just show up and stand on the sideline and cheer. But, you know, I'm behind the scenes working with these guys. I got to stay in great shape. I got to compete with these guys in practice. I got to look the part. You know, for these guys to respect the things that I say and respect the things that I'm trying to get them to do, I have to show those guys that I'm willing to do those same things and willing to go through, you know, those same paths to get to greatness that I want them to get to. So, you know, I really appreciate Reggie and those guys for saying that.
Yeah, they showed you a lot of respect. All right, so, hey, we've been talking a little bit about UFC 244, Jorge Masvidal. So what was your setup Saturday night? Do you order it at the Haslem house? Or how did you watch it?
I definitely ordered it, but it was weird because now it's everything's streaming, so I was going nuts like a few minutes before 10 o'clock, just trying to get everything set up. So I actually had to stream it from my phone. And then my son taught me how to do some cool thing where I can stream it from my phone and play it on the TV. So I figured that out. So I was actually able to get it on the TV and watch it.
You know what? It sounds like you and Amber are in the same boat because she didn't even know that you could stream what's on your phone and then connect it to...
I just learned that recently.
Yeah. Can you send your son over maybe to the Wilson household and he could show Amber how to set it up next time as well?
My son's only 6 months old. He's not very helpful yet.
I mean, my kids teach me the cool dances. I mean, this is really how I'm able to relate to some of these guys like Hero and K-None and these guys. I know the dances. I know the songs. Like, my kids keep me in the game.
You know, I'll tell you, D-Wall, I'm watching Masvidal on Saturday night. I felt a lot of Miami pride while I was watching. I've never met Jorge Masvidal. Okay, have you met him before?
No, I haven't. I followed his story recently. We connected on Instagram. Just wishing him well and wishing him good luck. I had a personal relationship with Kimbo, so I have a lot of respect for those guys that came up that way and what he's doing. And once again, we got a lot of pride down here, man.
Yeah,
so
like
the
did
whole
you
see this brought up?
Yeah, did you feel that also watching it? Like I felt like I was rooting for Miami while I was watching the fight.
Oh, for sure. I mean, people that know nothing about UFC just knows if he's from Miami, we got his back. Like, that's just how we roll down here. Everybody know that.
And I mean, look, I mean, I know you know a little bit about the UFC. I mean, Nate Diaz is no joke, UD, and Jorge, I mean, he was never in trouble. He dominated the whole fight.
Not at all. Nate Diaz is a bad boy, and much respect to Nate Diaz for what he does and how he's been able to, you know, be great in his career. But from start to finish, Jorge dominated. I mean, literally, I went to get it, like, a drink from the fridge and came back, and, like, Nate was leaking. I was like, oh, my God, what happened?
Yep.
Like, literally, it was like 2 minutes.
How crazy is that, though? Because you said you know Jorge Masvidal back the Kimbo days, backyard fights and all that. And they're showing these videos of a younger Jorge Masvidal in those backyard fights that Kimbo used to do as well. And it's like, that dude right there, UD, in someone's backyard, like wherever in Miami, is now in the middle of Madison Square Garden with The Rock wrapping a belt around his waist.
I mean, it's got to be a dream come true, and I'm truly, truly happy for him. I watched a little special they did right before the fight, and he talked about everything he's been through, and, you know, he feel like he's finally getting what he deserves, and I know that feeling. I know when you go through, you know, hell and hot water to try to get where you're trying to go, and you finally get what you deserve. So I know that feeling, and I can relate to that, and I'm happy that he's been able to get that feeling.
Really cool. Well, listen, UD, we appreciate you spending a few minutes here with us. Obviously, I know you're on your way to the airport. You guys are leaving this afternoon. Have a great trip. Let's come back with 3 Ws. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the plan. I mean, we got a great group. And, you know, you always come a little closer out west. So, you know, we're looking forward to this trip.
And how about you guys get a little bit lucky that the Denver game tomorrow, you guys, I feel like every year it's the second night of a back-to-back, which is the most unfair advantage that the Nuggets have in the NBA. But tomorrow you get to just play them and then move on, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a big deal to go out there and get a win on a back-to-back in Denver. Like, around the league, that's like a universal thing. So,
yeah.
If you get a win out there on the back-to-back, it's great. But we don't have that. You don't have to deal with that. So, we got to go on with the same focus if we did go in the back-to-back, though.
Good job, UD. Take it easy, man. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Udonis Haslam right there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.